It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Well, we're here, and we're bringing Sarah Isger, the ABC News contributor down in Washington. And Sarah, before we plunge into politics, now, Natalie, Joe, and Len don't know this, but I happened to be listening to you over the weekend on another show, and you announced that you and your husband are expecting your second child.
Ah, congratulations.
It's true. If I've been sounding a little queasy the last few weeks, that's exactly why.
We thought it was us.
No, I mean, you guys make it work.
Oh, man, we're the definition of morning sickness on 710.
That's it. Got it. Tune in for morning sickness in the morning. Well, congratulations, Sarah, and
thank you.
Exciting news. All right, so here's the thing that is absolutely driving me crazy about this indictment, potential indictment against Donald Trump by Alvin Bragg. What I think is going on here is that you've got a DA in search of a crime, and he's going to mangle this thing, shift it around in any way just so he can get his indictment. And that, I think, is what a banana republic is the definition of.
Right. I mean, I'm separating the people who are in favor of this indictment into two different groups here. One is the people who really think that you can bootstrap an uncharged federal legal violation into a state crime in order to extend the statute of limitations. I think that's a really iffy legal theory, and I don't like it. But if you really want to, like, pursue that and make a legal argument for it, all right, we're okay. But the people who say that they don't care, because surely Donald Trump's broken all sorts of laws, what does it really matter what you charged him with? Al Capone got, you know, nicked for tax evasion, right? Those are the people who I want to argue with the most, because, yes, Al Capone got arrested and convicted of tax evasion because that was a crime and he committed it. Yep. That's the difference. You know, there's this great scene, famous scene from A Man for All Seasons, where Thomas More and William Roper are going back and forth. And William Roper says, of course he'd cut down all the laws in England to get to the devil himself. And Thomas More says, no, because then when the devil turns round on you, all the laws in England being cut down, where will you hide? So it's not that I feel some sympathy for Donald Trump or I'm somehow aggrieved that Donald Trump might be charged unfairly. It's that it affects the rule of law for the rest of us. That's what I don't like about it.
Well, if there's not much here, Sarah, is there much anywhere else with all the other, you know, concurrent investigations?
Well, that's sort of the political crazy part of this, which is, yes, this is also the weakest case of any of the investigations looking at Donald Trump. So the Department of Justice has three open investigations, all under special counsel Jack Smith, one related to Donald Trump's role on January 6th, one related to his classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, and one related to obstruction related to those classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Then you have what I think is probably the strongest case, which is that Georgia State campaign violation related to Donald Trump calling down after the 2020 election and saying, hey, just find me 12,000 votes. And by the way, if you don't, I'd hate to see something bad happen to you. That is almost near fruition. We know that because the grand jury foreperson made the rounds on media unwisely. And that's a much, much, much stronger case here. We're expecting, you know, 12 plus indictments, not just of Donald Trump, but of his, you know, friends and allies as well. For what happened in the wake of the 2020 election down in Georgia. So it's politically a shame because what the New York DA has allowed here is for, you know, Donald Trump supporters and really just general Republicans to say, oh, they're just going after Donald Trump for political reasons. I don't need to pay attention to this. When in fact, the Georgia case is real.
Yep. All right. Sarah, I love the Thomas More analogy, but he did wind up having his head chopped off, so it didn't work out that well for him.
Yeah, but now we all talk about him and think fondly of him. So, you know, it just is legacy more important
than keeping your
head.
All right. Thanks. All right, Sarah Isger, congratulations, and we wish you, all the best expecting your second
child. Sure.
Sarah Isger, ABC News contributor.
Thanks, Sarah.
Washington. Thanks, Sarah. We'll talk to you next
week.
News time at 9:30 from Joe Bartlett. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Michael. No answers in Nashville after a mass shooting at a private school there. Left three children and three adults dead. The suspect shot through a door at the Covenant School to gain entry. Three nine-year-olds were among those killed.
It's very tragic. It's two blocks from our house. It could happen at any school.
The shooter was killed by responding police officers, identified as 28-year-old Audrey Hale, who was born a woman but been recently using he and him pronouns. Again, no motive yet for that shooting. Former President Trump says the grand jury investigation into him is being carried out by people who hate our country. He was on Fox News and claimed also that he never called for violent protests.
I didn't say death and destruction. I said, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I said, I'm afraid that if they do this, which is a fake prosecution, where my worst enemies say that he's totally innocent.
The grand jury heard yesterday from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. He was brought in to support the testimony of Michael Cohen. Pecker, former publisher of the National Enquirer, apparently needed to bolster Cohen's testimony. Cohen's testimony called into question by an attorney for Trump, who claimed that Cohen would never tell the truth. The New Jersey Attorney General's office taking control of the Paterson Police Department. The move comes amid growing problems within the department. Several officers pleading guilty to corruption. And just earlier this month, a community advocate was shot and killed by cops. The Attorney General says they're going to impose some reforms. Commuters may not love the new Grand Central Madison Terminal, but the homeless do. And the MTA now has to get them out. They are going to impose a series of new rules to clean things up at the new terminal, such as a formal ban on defecating outside the bathroom. I guess you need that on the books.
There was no ban on that before? This is a new one,
apparently huh? Wasn't a problem.
All right. Len, if you've ever been to Penn Station recently, you'll see that there was no ban there in Penn Station, because I've seen them doing their duty right there.
All right. You can only sit on a bench for 90 minutes, and you can't bring in any carts larger than 30 inches. And finally here, Michael, since I didn't involve you in the previous sports story, let me ask you this question here, a sports question, because getting ready for opening day.
Ready to go.
And the question is, who is the best pitcher of all time? A group of experts have come up with their list of the top five. I challenge you to give me one.
Best pitcher of all time.
Can I give you
just
one?
Give me a pitcher.
Vic Rashi.
No.
Vic Rashi.
If Christy Mathewson isn't on the list, I want to recount.
Okay. Christy Mathewson is number two.
That very good. Okay. Hmm. Is Walter Johnson or Babe Ruth on the list?
Walter Johnson is number one.
Babe Ruth was not a big pitcher, was he, Len?
Yeah, he was a great pitcher.
Well, he was, but not of all time. So Walter Johnson, one, Christy Mathewson, two, Randy Johnson, three, Cy Young, four.
Wait. I've got one. Because I knew he was a pitcher. Tom Seaver.
Yeah, okay. Not the greatest of all time, but he's good, but not great. Greg Maddux. Okay. By the way, I looked up Walter Johnson's stats, Len.
Yeah.
Amazing. 21 years, won 417 games.
Yeah.
Lost 276. He pitched over 800 games.
Yeah, I know.
And all those games, his ERA was 2.17, lifetime ERA.
Yeah, well, you're also talking about the dead ball era, too. I mean, so that factors into it, but he was something.
That's true.
Here's a quote from Ty Cobb. First time I faced him, I watched him take this easy windup, and then something went past me and made me flinch. It just hissed with danger. Couldn't touch it.
Trained. Yeah, when I did the 25 greatest baseball players of all time, the pitchers I had in the book were Walter Johnson, Christy Mathewson, Bob Gibson, Warren Spahn, who's the winningest lefty of all time, and I think there was a fifth who's now escaping me. Anyway, those were my big ones.
All right, well, good. Thanks for your contributions, Michael. Glad to involve you.
Great.
Let's get to Wall Street.
Vic Rashi, one of the all-time great pitchers, because he met him once.
Julie Andrews and Patty LuPone. Thanks, Joe. I know you're all about inclusivity. I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Yes. Want to make you feel part of the program here when we talk sports. All right, the market is open lower here. Down 33 points, S&P's down 12, and NASDAQ is down 54.
All right. Thanks, Joe Bartlett. Up next, our buddy Johnny Oleksinski of the New York Post joins us. Everybody's talking about this revival of Sweeney Todd on Broadway. And Len, get this, Johnny loves it too. Johnny cool. O is coming up next.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.